This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. This is going to be a tough show for me. I went to the dentist. And my mouth hurts. I hate going to the dentist. My dentist is awesome. I love my dentist. I love the dental staff. But I hate going to the dentist. I hate going to the dentist as much as I hate going for pap smears. And, I mean, I'm sure the feeling's probably mutual from the people, you know, have to clean my teeth or do my pap smears. But it's not about them. It's about me. And, oh, my mouth hurts. Oh, ah. I feel like I need to stretch it out. First of all, you know, when you guys go to the dentist, and I know a lot of you guys don't because you don't want them to see what's in your teeth. Well, I was super good with brushing my teeth. I was super good with dental flossing it, right, the hour before I went to the dentist. I mean, I'm really good at brushing my teeth, but I kind of brush my teeth half-assed. You're supposed to be brushing your teeth for a good, you know, at least 2, 3, 4 minutes, and you need to massage the gums, and you need to really get in there. See, me, I do it on commercial. So I'm watching a television show. I'm like, okay, I got a quick commercial. You know, then I trip over the cats. The cats want to be fed. You know how Shaky Boo is. You know, Shaky Boo's like, ah, feed me. So then I have to feed him. Then I'm like, oh, you know what? While I'm up, I got to go to the bathroom because I got up and I have to pee. So then I go, and then all of a sudden my husband's like, it's starting. So I go, oh, let me brush my teeth real quick. And then I take the tooth. Brush, I quickly run it under the water. Do I thoroughly clean my toothbrush when I brush my teeth? No, I don't. I quickly get it damp. I squirt a bunch of the toothpaste. And let me just say something about my toothpaste tube. There's something wrong with the way I use my toothpaste. Because the toothpaste tubes are always overflowing. I don't understand that. Okay, if I'm reducing volume in my toothpaste tube, then after I squeeze my aliquot of toothpaste, there should then be volume left, maybe air, in the toothpaste, you know, tube. And for some reason, there's toothpaste on the outside. I always lose the cap. I don't know how I lose the cap. So I have an open to the air toothpaste container. What do you call it? It's called a toothpaste. I don't even know what it's called. It's called a well, I don't know, whatever it is. And wedge-looking thing, right? And there's toothpaste all on the side. It's crusty. It's old. Now, my toothpaste is the Colgate, the white toothpaste. It's yellow on the side of my, you know, toothpaste package or whatever. It's like yellow on the side. I don't get that. Okay, so anyway, so I squeeze a bunch of it. Because I can't find the cap, I just throw that to the side. And then my husband's like, it's back on, it's back on. And, you know, I'll go pause it. He's like, I can't find the remote. So I go, and then I go below, go, spit, and then I'm done. How many teeth am I missing? Am I really getting into the crevices? So now, when I'm done, I chuck the toothbrush. So that toothbrush, it rolls across the counter. Maybe there's some old makeup powder and stuff there. One of the cats is sitting right on the counter, the bathroom counter. Whenever I go to the bathroom or I, you know, brush my teeth or do my makeup, one of the cats sits there and watches with the girl cats. And she's like, oh, teach me how to apply makeup. And so my toothbrush is now face down on a counter where my cat's tushy was sitting. And you guys all know about my cat's butts, right? They have like poo-poo powder attached to it. Don't ask. Did I thoroughly clean and wash my toothbrush after I used it? No. It's sitting on a counter with cat poop on it, probably. until the next morning when I wake up, I'm like, oh God, I gotta wake up. Oh, my alarm. And then I grab the toothbrush and have you guys ever thought of your toothbrush hygiene? Are you guys even cleaning your toothbrush? Brushes? And this is what I want you guys to do. Here's your homework. I want you to go home. I want you to grab your toothbrush and I want you to just look at it. Are the bristles all over the place and bent? Is there an orange kernel in the toothbrush bristles? I bet you there are pieces of food sitting there because how you didn't wash it off thoroughly. All right. So obviously my dental hygiene isn't as good as it should be. And my brush is disgusting, et cetera. So I'm like, you know what? All right, I'll go to the dentist and I get a free toothbrush. They don't give out like free toothbrushes that easily anymore. Well, they're not like the super fancy good kinds, right? So I go and I get my teeth cleaned and they go, do you grind your teeth still? You know, we got you a guard. Well, they made me a guard. So they made me a guard. It was about $200 and insurance wouldn't pay for it. And I had a night guard. And this night guard I'm supposed to wear, it's not very sexy, but then again, I really doubt that's the reason why my husband doesn't want to sleep with me at night. And the guard is supposed to be what my teeth grind up against. Apparently, I am shaving off microgranules of my teeth every night. Now, why would I be grinding my teeth in my sleep? Well, I probably got, by the way, what is the formal term of teeth grinding? Here's a pop quiz. It's called bruxism. So I brux the hell out of my teeth. Not brush, bruxism. Bruxism is teeth grinding. So I grind my teeth when I sleep. Maybe it's because you guys drive me crazy. Maybe it's my students. You know, Blake's my producer. Maybe I'm sleeping. I'm like, oh man, Blake. And I just grind my teeth. I can't even grind my teeth on air now because I've lost so much teeth. They're flat. I don't even get cavities anymore because the teeth are so flat. There's no crevices in them. I'm losing my teeth. Not losing them falling out. They're just getting shorter. I don't know what my problem is. So they asked me about my guard. Now, you all know what my toothbrush looks like with orange kernels and bristles or whatever. My mouth guard, not the prettiest looking thing. First, I do clean out my mouth guard, okay, because it is kind of disgusting in the morning. But it's also discolored. And it's discolored because we don't have a water softener in my house. So there's like those water calcium deposits on my night guard. Either that or they're the flex of my teeth. And I have a hole in my night guard. I've made a hole in my night guard because I grind through it. So I go, yeah, I want another one. They go, it'll be another $200. I go, never mind. I'll just deal with the hole. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Join me. George Norrie in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. And that's probably why my sets of teeth grinding issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is cracking the dials, who does not cause me to grind my teeth. Let me just say that. I do love working with Blake. And I got to be very, very careful because he could shut off, right, the power. He could cut the power, kill the power. Please don't do that. And... And big thanks to you all. Look at the power they have. They have so much power. And big thanks to you all for tuning in at one. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. By the way, for those of you that want to help blind children, there is going to be a gala this weekend. And I know many of you don't live in Las Vegas. You live out of town. But you want to help blind children. Well, Nevada Blind Children Foundation has a school for children, and they're trying to expand it, which is in very, very high need. I have on my Facebook and on my Twitter a link on how you could donate. However, they are having this gala with auction items, such that you could win items, right, by auctioning when you donate. You don't have to be at the gala or at the event. And there is some really cool stuff. So for those of you that want to help a good cause, plus also, you know, bring something good home, please go to my Facebook page at Dr. Dahlia Show or go to my Twitter, and you will see the link of Nevada Blind Children's Foundation. And even if you don't want to auction anything or bid on anything, you just want to donate something, it would help so much. $25, $50, anything you can do. It's a phenomenal organization, foundation, and facility, and I'll have them come on soon so we can talk about all the good things that they can do now for blind children. So pretty good stuff. Okay, for those of you about to gulp down your diet drink, you may want to give it a second thought. Diet drinks are back in the news, our diet soda pops. And they say, again, they have been found to be linked to stroke and dementia. This isn't the first time. I believe a study last year, and I believe a study back in 2011. I have the information on my website. If you go to drdahlia.com, you'll see the article written there. So artificially sweetened drinks may be associated with a threefold increase of stroke and a 2.9 or basically threefold increase of dementia. The study was published in the American General Association's journal called Stroke. I know a lot of us have a lot of good reads on the back of our toilet seat, and stroke, it's a good read. Keep it there. So, yeah. Alright. The problem is I don't like to read medical journals when I'm on the toilet because, you know, I can't tighten up. If I read something that makes me tighten up or get all nervous or something, then I can't go. I need to like really relax in order to go. So I have to admit I do not have the American Heart Association's journal Stroke on the back of my toilet seat. Yeah, but that's what I play Candy Crush for. Some of you guys are like, gosh, Dahlia, you are like up to like at a level, what, 2100 on Candy Crush? Well, because I use it every time I go potty. Like, oh, wow. Well, that makes sense. All right, anyway, back to the diet soda pop. All right, now, what's very interesting in this particular study is they looked at stroke risk, dementia risk with diet soda, but they did not find a risk with sugary drinks. Now, this is one of very few studies that didn't, all right, and that could be incidental, so don't think Coca-Cola is better than Diet Coke in terms of your stroke risk. We don't know. We don't want you to be getting any sort of diabetes, obviously. I have to admit, on this one particular study, no association with sugar-sweetened sodas, fruit juice, and fruit drinks. They are looking at this apparently highlighted diet drink risks. So why? Well, according to Matt Pace, a senior research fellow in the Department of Neurology at Boston University School of Medicine, and he was the lead author, he says, we have little data on the health effects of diet drinks, and this is problematic because diet drinks are popular amongst the general population. Senior research fellow. What that means is, if he's a research fellow, that means he's already gone to medical school, he's already done a residency, he's already done an internship for 1 year and then a residency, and then becoming a fellow is beyond that. When you become a fellow, like I'm a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. It happens after your residency. And he's a research fellow, and he's a senior research fellow. So he's not a baby anymore. He's like how medical students are little babies and they kind of grow up, you know, first year, second year, you're like that. So he's kind of a big boy. He's kind of a big, big boy. At that point. And I'm kind of impressed that he used the word amongst. Okay? You know, we really don't see that in our youth. But I don't know, maybe he's 30 years old. I don't know. You know, by the time you're a fellow in neurology, you're probably close to 30. So that's kind of a very big word. I'm pretty proud of him. Anyway, see? Let me tell you the quote. He goes, we have little data on the health effects of diet drinks, and this is problematic. See, that's very interesting that he says problematic. Okay, because how do we doctors say, oh man, that sucks. He's kind of intelligent. But then again, to be a fellow in neurology, you gotta be smart. He goes, we have little data on the health effects of diet drinks, and this is problematic because diet drinks are popular amongst the general population. I would have never thought of putting the T, the ST. I would have said among. So how did he know to put an ST? I don't get a lot of English and grammar in medical school. We don't. You know what I mean? Well, the reason why is after you say pseudostratified columnar epithelium or porphyria, you don't even want to look at, you know, any multisyllabic word after that. So he's got some pretty good language skills. I'm pretty impressed. He says, more research is needed to study the health effects of diet drinks that consumers can make informed choices concerning their health. Okay, now see, if I was interviewed on the subject, I'd be like, man, people need to stop this crap. Quit drinking diets. What the hell are you doing? End quote. Now, for those of you kind of questioning why I never get interviewed on these studies, that's probably why. Okay, so what happens in the new study? So the new study involved data on 2,888 adults being reported by CNN News right now that I'm reading from, older than 45, and 1,484 adults older than 60. And this was from Framingham, Massachusetts. The data, now remember, okay, he's a neuro fellow in Boston. So he's already in Massachusetts. So, you know, he's good. He didn't have to travel too much. He didn't have to travel amongst many travelers whilst he traveled whilst he did the study. See, I could talk smart. Please. The data came from the Framingham Heart Study, which is a project from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute in Boston University. Now, in the older than 45 group, the researchers measured for stroke, and in the older than 60 group, they measured for dementia. They say the sample sizes are different because we studied people of different ages. They say dementia is rare in people under the age of 60, so we focus on those older than 60. Yeah, you got to be very careful with your sample size. So if you look at people from 20 years old to 60, and then you added that sample size, we're trying to calculate a percentage of increase of incidence of stroke, you're going to have a lower percentage because you're including 20 and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds. So you end up narrowing your sample size range. That makes sense to everybody, right? Okay. So similarly, they say stroke is rare in people under age 45, so we focus on people older than age 45 for stroke. Yes, I know many of us have known people that have had strokes under 45, but again, they're trying to look at general population. So then the researchers analyzed how many sugary beverages and artificially sweetened soft drinks each person in the two different age groups drank at different time points between 1991 and 2001. Then they compared that with how many people suffered stroke and dementia over the next 10 years. So they looked at their consumption, and then they looked at, did they later get a stroke or later get dementia? And compared to never drinking diet drinks, those who drank one a day, just one diet pop a day, or maybe a, I don't want to say Crystal Light, I don't want to particularly say a brand, but something in that genre of artificially sweetened drinks, like these light drinks. They say compared to those who never did, if you just had one, just one baby one, three times the risk of ischemic stroke. Now, ischemic stroke is the most common type of stroke. You have ischemic, and then you have hemorrhagic. Hemorrhagic is where you have a bleed in the brain. Those are less common, but ischemic is much more common. You could have it from a clot, basically a block of the blood vessel that's preventing blood flow getting to where it needs to. They say those who drank one a day were nearly three times as likely to be diagnosed with dementia. Those who drank one to six a week were 2.6 times as likely to experience an ischemic stroke, but were no more likely to develop dementia. So that's also very interesting. If you guys say, you know what, I drink water, I am really, really good, but yeah, on the weekend I'll have a diet soda, that could still increase your risk by 2.6 times. So, according to Dr. Pace, he said, it's not surprising to see that diet soda intake was associated with stroke and dementia. I was surprised that sugary beverage intake was not associated with either the risk of stroke or dementia because sugary beverages are known to be unhealthy. So, in response, the American Beverage Association had to weigh in. They issued a statement saying they're proven safe. They say the FDA, World Health Organization, European Food Safety Authority. Okay, here's the thing, people. Aspartame or whatever artificial sweetener, we have no idea. How, you know, yeah, maybe overall it's safe, but we don't know if it's associated with something down the line. So less is better. Drink water. Water's good. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. Let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If we're never not live when you do listen to the show, because many of you guys listen to us late, a lot of people in Los Angeles and Southern California listen to the show on 720 KDWN, as well as Las Vegas. Many people drive into Vegas over the weekend, listen to the show, going, oh my gosh, you're Dr. Dahlia, good, I got to ask you some questions. And unfortunately, when you call, you know, I'm in bed, or, you know, I'm in the bathroom, or I'm, you know, catching up on Homeland. shows. If that's ever the case, you are listening to my show, right, and I'm not live because I do my show in the mornings, please still call in so then we can answer your call on the next scheduled time, or you can email us, right, at drdahlia.com. By the way, for those of you who do work in the healthcare industry and are tired of not knowing Spanish, we have a very easy course for you at learnhealthspanish.com. Go to learnhealthspanish.com. It allows you to learn Spanish in under 2 hours in terms of medical Spanish words. You get to practice it. There's quizzes. There's even a certificate you could give your employer to show that you are becoming proficient in medical Spanish. I think you guys will like it. Check it out. And you get a discount if you use the code DDW. Plus, it makes a great gift. If we got, what, Mother's Day coming up? Yay, we got Mother's Day. Oh, man. That's got something to do with my mother. I was wondering when she was really trying to get a lot of, days in with me. I'm like, wait a second. I'm going to be seeing you, 3 months from now for Mother's Day. No. My mom will do that. She's like, I never see you, right? So we spend time, and then all of a sudden the next week is Mother's Day. She's like, well, aren't I seeing you for Mother's Day? I'm like, but I just saw you. Please. So anyway. All right. This is a sad case. Aiden Pankey, 10 years old, died on June 12, 2013, from something called rat bite fever. He contracted it when he handled a rat his grandmother bought him from a San Diego Petco. A jury of 12 found that Petco was not negligent or liable for the death of the boy. They say the jury found that Petco did enough to warn the Pankey family of the possible risks and dangers of owning a pet rat. Aiden's mother was, I guess, suing Petco. So, basically, a jury has sided with Petco in a lawsuit seeking $20 million in damages brought by the family of the 10-year-old boy. I guess 3 months after the boy's death, the San Diego County Medical Examiner's Office ruled that the death was from Streptobacillus monilliformis infection, which is known as rat bite fever when you get exposed to an infected rat. The grandmother must be beside herself because she bought the kid a pet. How many of us, doesn't this blow your mind? I mean, when we were kids, we played with spiders and rats and gerbils. And, we were in the mud. And it's horrifying, but it happens. Sharon Pankey, Aiden's grandmother, said educating consumers is important. She was the person that bought him the rat. And it was his second pet rodent. So he had rats before. She said, I think Petco could do a better job on the warnings and on education of people that buy rats. It's been reported by Daily Mail. She shared her thoughts with CBS 8 on what she wished she would have known. If you buy a rat from Petco, you can request that they be tested for rat bite fever. I never knew that. I didn't know that either. She said, I never knew that a store like Petco would sell a rat that had such a high percentage of carrying it. I thought rat bite fever was something wild rats carried. You see him swimming in the pool with one of his rats. He had the rat on. Rats, I guess, they're fun pets to have. We think, well, rats carry disease, and they do. But anything that crawls and has four legs, people want to have as a pet. She said the grandmother said the 10-year-old wanted a male rat to marry the female rat he already had. They picked out, quote-unquote, Alex together. Only 2 weeks after purchasing the mat, he grew gravely ill, had flu-like symptoms, and then unfortunately he died, and the CDC said it was the rat bite fever. Let me see if I have some more information for you guys on that. That's, according to the CDC, they do confirm it's from Streptobacillus monilliformis, and there's also a form called Spirilla minus that occurs in Asia, and people usually get the disease from infected rodents or if they consume food or water that was contaminated by the rodents. If the latter recurs, it's called Haverfil fever. Right? Of course, it could be pretty serious. You could get it from a bite, a scratch from an infected rodent. If you just handle them and play with them without ever getting bit or scratched, unfortunately, you could then get it. You cannot give rat bite fever from one to another. So if you handle the rat and somebody, I guess, handles you, you really can't spread it. So some of the symptoms will look exactly like flu. Fever, vomiting, headache, muscle pain, joint pain, rash, which is why health professionals, when somebody comes in with flu-like symptoms, they need to not just assume it's the flu. Have you handled any animals recently? Symptoms occur 3 to 10 days after exposure to an infected rodent, but it'll be delayed as long as 3 weeks. By this time, if they were bit or scratched, you might not see it. So think about that. You have a pet, okay? And, you know, 3 weeks later, so let's say we're now deep into May. You get sick, and you think it's flu-like. Are you going to remember that it could be because you were handling a rat at your friend's house, let's say, 3 weeks prior? They say within 2 to 4 days after fever onset, a maculopapular rash. So what a maculopapular is, macular rashes are very flat, where like maculars are kind of like your freckles. Papules are like those moles that stick up a little bit. By the way, if you do have a mole that's changing and sticking up, changing color, get it checked out, okay? So macular papular means they're flat and they're raised. And this rash can happen on the hands or the feet. They're red in areas, small bumps. One or more joints could be swollen. It kind of could look like Rocky Mountain spotted fever also a little bit. Sudoku symptoms. Spirillary rat bite fever called Sudoku. Those also have fever, swollen lymph nodes, swollen around the wound, etc. So those that are at risk are the ones that live, with a pet rat, or even if you have rat-infested buildings, if you work with rats in labs or pet stores. Now, I still remember as a kid, I'm like, Mom, you know, Tom and Jerry, you know, Jerry is such a cute little mouse. Why do women scream? Well, because rats carry disease, and this is one of them. All right, so how do we treat it? Well, we could do penicillin. Right, we use antibiotics, so we could use penicillin. If you're allergic to penicillin, we'll have to use a non-penicillin. But because it's a bacteria, luckily we can use antibiotics for this one. But the reason why this is scary and the reason why I hesitated is when somebody comes in with flu-like symptoms, your healthcare provider will not give you antibiotics because we do not want to give antibiotics for the flu. So you need to be very careful walking into a medical office saying, I have the flu. Because if you don't have the flu and you have something else, and I'm not saying it could be rat bite fever, but this is where I think things go wrong. You come in and you go, you know what? I have the flu. And so the doctor's like, yeah, it looks like the flu. You got fever, you got muscle aches, et cetera, you have the flu. All right, so I'll give you an anti-flu medicine, but we don't give antibiotics, fluids, rest, go home. If you get worse, come back. All right, a good medical provider will say if you get worse, come back, and they usually do. If you didn't say flu, and you said, I don't know what's going on, I think I was exposed to something because I'm feeling this way. Yes, they may still be, you know, come to flu, but it may force them to think of other things. And you're going to have to be the one to say, look, I handled pets. I handled a rat. You may have to jog their memory. I know that kind of freaks people out because they think a good medical provider will always think about this stuff, but I don't think the average medical provider thinks about rat bite fever. It could cause infection of the heart, brain, lungs, abscesses, etc. So luckily there is an antibiotic, and prevention is you've got to wear gloves when you touch animals. And if you have rodents in your house or in your apartment, you got to get extermination, like ASAP. 1-877-DOC-DOC.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a little bit of breaking news. An Italian court finds a link between cell phone use and tumor and has awarded an employee a hefty award based on them feeling that his brain tumor was caused by cell phone use. So this is something we need to look at. Like I said, this is breaking news. I haven't been able to kind of, you know, dissect what happened here. So let me just tell you the story. ABC News is reporting that a longtime Telecom Italia employee was awarded monthly Social Security payments after a court found that his brain tumor was caused by improper use of a company-issued cell phone. Lawyer Stefano Bertone said Thursday that it was the first trial court verdict of which he was aware in the world to, quote, recognize a link between cell phone use and development of brain tumor. Bertone said one factor that appeared to have contributed to the verdict was the refusal by the court's expert to accept into evidence studies that were funded by the telecom industry. The legal reasoning behind the ruling, they say, which was issued by the court in the northern city of Ivrea last month, was only made public yesterday and is expected to be released in the coming weeks. Well, yes, it's breaking news. Look, I didn't hear about it yesterday. Okay, so it's breaking news to me. Okay, who heard of this yesterday? I've only seen it in the news like right now. I did not see it in the news last night. Okay, cut me some slack. It is breaking news. What do you expect? Guys, this is a health show. Breaking news is going to be about health stuff. All right, it's breaking news to me. The employee, Roberto Romeo, used the company's cell phone for 3 hours a day for 15 years without taking any precautions, resulting in a non-cancerous tumor and the subsequent loss of hearing in one ear. That sounds to me like acoustic neuroma. Again, I haven't had a chance to research this. I apologize. I'm reading this first time now because, again, it's breaking news. You guys are, like, so rough on me. Cut me some slack. This is very hard to do. It's a very difficult job to do. Okay. So, 3 hours a day for 15 years. Now, I guess cell phones have been around since they've been around since the 90s. Even some had been around in the 80s. But we didn't really use cell phones a lot till late 90s, early 2000s. That's when I finally got one. So, we are over and above the 15-year mark, people. I don't know. I think they can cause tumors. I'll tell you what I think. Let me finish this. I'll tell you what I think. Anyway, they say the norms say intense use is 1 hour a day. Intense use, I'm on my phone all the time. He said, I went beyond the limits. Romeo sued the state Social Security agency, not Telecom Italia, where he still works. He said he is not against cell phone use, but that consumers should adopt safety measures. His lawyer said those could include reducing cell phone use and using specialized anti-radiation earbuds. I'm very interested in these quote-unquote anti-radiation earbuds. Okay, something going into the ear may be nice, but the radiation that we're concerned about is the outer part of the ear and the skull that gets warm with cell phones. So I'm wondering if the quote-unquote anti-radiation earbuds help protect against that. Under the ruling, he's going to receive about $6,000 to $7,500 a year. Well, that's not a lot of money. They say the Codacons Consumer Protection Agency says it's considering a class action based on the Romeo decision to have cell phones carry health warnings in Italy and also to have health risks associated with cell phones use recognized generally by Italy's Social Security Agency. There was a 2012 decision by Italy's highest court awarding Social Security payments to a sales manager who was on a cell phone 5 to 6 hours a day. And that helped pave the way, helped set a precedent for this case. In the earlier case, the trial court denied the claim, but Italy's highest court accepted the link between excessive cell phone use and the manager's tumor. Now, if American lawyers get their hands on this one, willy-nilly. So any of you that work for a company, and I'm not saying any of you, I should say any company whose staff, right, work on cell phones, and if a staff person unfortunately gets a tumor, which could be an acoustic neuroma, which is benign, but it unfortunately is associated with loss of hearing, ringing in the ears, etc., not benign in terms of not causing health effects, but in terms of not being a metastatic cancerous tumor, then, you know, companies could be liable. I don't know what the answer is. We are addicted to our cell phones. Everybody has either a Bluetooth on their ear or they have their smartphone attached to their hip. And, you know, we've had this discussion on the show for years now. You know, do they cause cancer? How I look at it is if they really, if cell phones did cause brain tumors, then we would be seeing millions of these being diagnosed every year because cell phone use is so ubiquitous. See how I'm using bigger words? Did you see that? Ubiquitous. Blake, write that down. If Ted wants to know if I'm using fancy language on the show, you could say yes. I just said the word ubiquitous. Or is it ubiquitous? Is that supposed to be an eminent? I don't know. That was a big fancy word. I better get credit for using a big fancy word. Who, see? I could talk fancy. So basically, if we really thought that there was a cell phone tumor risk, then I would say we would be seeing a hell of a lot more cases because everybody uses a cell phone these days. Even if you can't afford a cell phone, it used to be something that was a luxurious item. You know, people have been able to, luckily, unfortunately, because it is so, it's such a necessity of life now for communication that, you know, underserved areas, offer means for people to have cell phones. So we have such huge population sample sizes to study that I sincerely doubt there's a direct link with brain tumors. Now, do I think that for some, it could precipitate a brain tumor? Absolutely. I think if you're prone to something, I believe that the radiation you do get from a cell phone could be enough to tip you over the edge. Just like when we talk about estrogen therapy and breast cancer, do I think estrogen therapy, postmenopausal therapy really causes breast cancer? Or do I think testosterone therapy really causes testicular cancer? I don't think it has a goal in mind to do that, but if you are at risk for testicular cancer and you take testosterone or prostate cancer, let's say, and take testosterone, or if you are at risk for breast cancer and you take estrogen, then I think it accelerates it. So what I'm trying to say here is, and yes, I am making a point, if you have a potential to have a brain tumor, whether it's a benign type or a cancerous type, and you have very aggressive, constant and continual cell phone use, then I think you could be at risk. If that's the case, and we're looking at vulnerable populations, we still do need warnings. You know, the big problem we have is I believe we were told that there was some cover-up going on with some agency in California where there was data, and a lawyer had to get involved or a court had to get involved to tell them to turn the data over. So if that's what we're dealing with, where agencies have data and they're not forthcoming with it, that could be a huge problem. Now, I understand that we need to calm people down. If everybody thought that their cell phone could cause them to cause cancer, nobody would use cell phones anymore. That industry would, you know, just fall. And losing Apple, I think if Apple stocks dropped to the degree that they could, I see the whole economy going to pot. All right? Apple, then you have Verizon, you have the dun-dun-dun, Intel, you have all sorts of, industries that are related to cell phones, cell phone use. That could be a huge problem. So if there is an issue and they are trying to cover it up, and I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist, I don't like that type of stuff, but let's say there is data out there, they're going to really kit and glove it so they don't cause mass panic. And I got to be honest, as a doctor, you know, who practiced for 16 years before I, you know, started to teach at Touro University of Nevada, I never saw a patient, you know, with a brain tumor caused by their cell phone. So I've never seen that in my practice population, which was thousands of patients. But then again, maybe you don't see it till after 15, 20 years of use. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.